Begin the current daf Masech the Shabbos daf Nun Gimel. Begin on the base. Begin with Tez de Masach. Tez begin with the words of the Gemara. Kagoyin shayit chum shalom muvla v'chulu. The Gemara explains that it's actually not that we're lenient regarding rabbinic law of a hafsid for one's animal. It's actually talking about that you're allowed to call the animal when it's out of the tchum means out of the animal's tchum, but it's within his own tchum. But in spite of that, Taisis qualifies as mekamakam. However, lohitira eladerech kriya, as we see in the Brisa, it's only permitted to get the animal, even though it's within his own boundary, but it's out of the animal's own boundary, only by calling it. Avalelech me'ever lebehema ulurayt, but to go past the animal and to chase it into the city, that loy, that's a taste that wouldn't be permitted, because since you're chasing it, it's like you yourself would be bringing it, since it's coming because of your running, and that would be prohibited. Kshinex taste the master, this begins the words of the Gemara, tanoihi, it's a machloikis tanoi. Chase comes to explain that what's the understanding of the original interpretation, that of Rabbi Yehuda, that didn't explain like this. And that is, Rabbi Yehuda resolved the contradiction that we have between the two brises regarding the goat. It's allowed to go out with a pouch on its udders. So he says it depends if it's tightly fastened or not. On that, Rabbi Yosef asked the second interpretation of the Gemara. He says, what do you mean? It's machlokes tanoim. So they resolve it, saying one's like Rameh, one's like Rabbezi. So Taisa explains that Rabbi Yehuda yadu shabbat de tanoi. Rabbi Yehuda understood, of course, and he knew that our Mishnah that it's a machlokes tanoim. He preferred to say two anonymous braces like one tan instead of saying that it's like two different tanoim in the machlokes. Tinek says the Masechta, this begins the words of the Gemara, kan liyavish, kan lichalav. Here it's talking about when it's to dry up the milk supply, and here it's to actually have the milk for the milk supply. Rav Taisa explains three different interpretations of what the Gemara is coming to say. And that is, the Gemara brought a third interpretation to resolve the braces that actually both are going like Rabbi Yehuda. And the one that says that it's permitted to go out is that you're doing it to dry it up. And the one that says you're not going to go out is talking about lichalev for the milk. So what does this mean? So Pesach B'Kondesh Rashi explains, lichalev, the one that's prohibited of the milk, means sheyakablu b'kisses lichalev. You want the pouch to catch and to contain the milk that comes out that it shouldn't get lost. So that's forbidden to go out with that into Rishus Sarab on Shabbos. Says Taisa B'Kashya, that's difficult to interpret like that. Because the Havadli Masahu, if that was the reasoning of why you're putting on the pouch, for sure that's forbidden as a load of carrying the milk. Then according to everyone, even according to Tanakama, one would be liable. This is not even in a Tzrich L'Guva, but this is a Malacha that you need for itself, that you want the milk. So no one would disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. And how can the Tanakama say that even L'Chalav is going to be permitted? So that can't be the interpretation. Rather, Pirush Rav Pirush, he explains lichalav, what does it mean for the milk? It means lishma chalav bidadehen, not in the pouch, because carrying the milk in the pouch is, of course, the animal is going to be doing malacha, which is a violation of Shvi'is Behemdei. Rather, it means to safeguard the milk in the udders, shalo yozav la'aretz, that it should not spill out from the udders onto the ground. That is where he says it's forbidden. But Bishar Tanakama, but that's what the Tanakama says, that is permitted. Why? Because dava kamay rechelim kavunas. Because that is like when the sheep, when the ewes are you take a covering to cover the wool from day one that it shouldn't get dirtied. We the chashvina lemalbush, we consider that as clothing for the sheep. Even though it's not really made for the sheep itself, elishma hatzema, only to safeguard the wool. Here also, it's considered a clothing for the animal, even though it's not really being done for the goats, it's just being done to safeguard the milk that it shouldn't drip out, that's still considered as a permitted malbush of the animal, according to Tanakam. The Repirish, he explains the third interpretation. He says, no, the bain liyavish, the bain lechalav, whether to dry it up or to have the milk, tavayu avdi luhu, both are being done kedesh liyisu to dadein, so that it should not scratch the udders. Because I mean, Masa Machlek, the Gemara says later on this concept, so what's the difference between the two of them? Liyavish, to dry it up, means bezman she'in lechavetz b'chol, means that he doesn't want the milk. Oh, then that's shari, that's permitted, lefisha mahadkoi, because then you're doing it tight. And therefore, v'leke lemechesh dom enough of aslatoi. You don't have to be concerned maybe it's going to fall, going to come to carry it, because when you don't want the milk, you do it tight, and therefore it's not going to fall off. Avalichalov, but when you want it for the milk, what does that mean? You're not doing it for the milk. But when you say when you're doing it for the milk, you say that you don't want it to dry up the supply. You're not going to do it then too tight, because then it could go ahead and stunt the lactation supply. Then you could say, the manavel, am I full of also going to come to carry it? And therefore, that's where it's forbidden. So for according to Rashi, Lechalav meant to say that the pouch is there to safeguard the milk that's going to drip out into the pouch, which Taisa found that difficult. The Reis says, no. Both for lechalav and liyavish is talking about that the pouch is just protecting the udders that they shouldn't get scratched from the thorns. This that we say it's permitted liyamish is because you can do it tight and you're not going to come to carry it in contrast to lichalim. Kinnik says the matzah begins the words of the Gemara, shekoshel and kineged zachrusan v'chulu, that you go and you tie the piece of leather opposite their genital area. Shteis explains this interpretation of Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak, that he says, what's that, the izim, the goats, the rams, they go levuven. So he says it's the piece of leather opposite the genital area that they should not mount on the females. Shteis explains, so according to him, the Gemara explained for the first interpretation, why is it called levuven? Because it's a term of closeness, of tying them in pairs. But according to this interpretation, what's the relationship to the word levuven, which sounds like getting close, and here it's actually the opposite. Says Taisus, yeah, but loshon levuven have a shalaylikar. The word levuven would mean actually not getting close. Kamai, like Taisus brings a pasuk in Eve, uvachol tibu asi tesharish, and all my produce, you should actually uproot. Kamai Yerhaber, says Taisus, we find this many times in Tanakh, that although the word means one thing, it could also mean the exact opposite. So here, where it's actually to prevent them from mating, it's actually not to get close. That's actually what the word levuven is coming to say. Shemek says the master says begins the words of the Gemara. Mimai, from where do you say this? Midiktani sefer, from the sefer. Tais asks on the proof of Nachman Yitzchak, and he explains we had this interpretation we just mentioned before. The levuven means to say that you put the piece of leather beneath the genital area of the ram that should not mount on the females. How do we know this? Because in the Sefer it says that they use the females, they go out shechuzais, which is to tie the tail upwards, which is that they should be mounted. So therefore you see that the first case was talking about that also something related that it should not mount. What bothers Tesis is, but tfei havali lasui kavulis. If anything, you should have said the case after that, which is when you tie the tail of the ewe downwards that the male should not mount, that the mamash kein zed, which that's exactly the same thing about not mounting. Why are you bringing this case of yes mounting, and it's similar regarding the mounting, but say the case that's exactly not mounting? So it's Taisus, El Mashon de Shchuzes have Bereisha, you're right. The only reason why we said Shchuzes is because that was mentioned first before Kavulas, therefore he brought the Raya from there, although the next case really is more definitive. But again, it's still the same idea regarding mounting, that one is that it should not mount, one that it should mount, and therefore that's how we know that Levuven meant to say that tying the piece of leather by the genitals of the ram that it should not mount, that's something that it could go out with on Shabbos.